24th of June, John the Baptist, Evening Prayer 1. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God called great prophets to foretell the coming of his Son. The greatest, called before his birth, was John, the chosen one. John searched in solitude for Christ and knew him when he came. He showed the world the Lamb of God and hailed him in our name. That lonely voice cried out the truth, derided and denied. As witness to the law of God, his mighty martyr died. We praise you, Trinity in one, the light of unknown ways, the hope of all who search for you, whose love fills all our days. Elizabeth, the wife of Zachary, gave birth to a great man, John the Baptist, the man who went before the Lord. Psalm 122. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praised be the name of the Lord. High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth? From the dust he lifts up the lowly, from his misery he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife he gives a home, and gladdens her heart with children. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Elizabeth, the wife of Zachary, gave birth to a great man, John the Baptist, the man who went before the Lord. John, who went before the Lord, was born when his mother was old and considered incapable of bearing a child. Psalm 145. My soul, give praise to the Lord. I will praise the Lord all my days, make music to my God while I live. Put no trust in princes, in mortal men in whom there is no help. Take their breath, they return to clay, and their plans that day come to nothing. He is happy who is helped by Jacob's God, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who alone made heaven and earth, the seas, and all they contain. It is he who keeps faith for ever, who is just to those who are oppressed. It is he who gives bread to the hungry, the Lord who sets prisoners free. The Lord who gives sight to the blind, who raises up those who are bowed down. The Lord who protects the stranger and upholds the widow and orphan. It is the Lord who loves the just, but thwarts the path of the wicked. The Lord will reign for ever, Sion's God, from age to age. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. John, who went before the Lord, was born when his mother was old and considered incapable of bearing a child. Among those born of woman, there was no man greater than John the Baptist. A canticle from Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. He destined us in love to be his sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. He has made known to us in all wisdom and insight the mystery of his will, according to his purpose which he set forth in Christ. His purpose he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Among those born of woman, there was no man greater than John the Baptist. A reading from Acts chapter 13. It was Jesus, one of the descendants of David, that God made the Saviour of the people of Israel, as he had promised. Before the coming of Jesus, John preached to all the people of Israel that they should turn from their sins and be baptized. And as John was about to finish his mission, he said to the people, "Who do you think I am? I am not the one you are waiting for. But look, he is coming after me, and I am not good enough to take his sandals off his feet." Responsory: prepare a way for the Lord, make his paths straight. Prepare a way for the Lord, make his paths straight. There is one coming after me who existed before me. Prepare a way for the Lord, make his paths straight. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Prepare a way for the Lord, make his paths straight. When Zachary had entered the temple of the Lord, the angel Gabriel appeared to him, standing on the right hand of the altar of incense. "My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen." When Zachary had entered the temple of the Lord, the angel Gabriel appeared to him, standing on the right of the altar of incense. Intercessions. God our Father, you chose John the Baptist to announce the kingdom of Christ to all. Joyfully we pray, therefore, Lord, guide us in the way of peace. Even in his mother's womb, you chose John to prepare the way for your Son. Give us the faith to know Christ and to make him known. Lord, guide us in the way of peace. You inspired the Baptist to recognize the Lamb of God. Through us, let the world recognize your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, guide us in the way of peace. You disposed your prophet to give way before Christ. Give us the humility to let his light shine in the world. Lord, guide us in the way of peace. You called John even to die for you. Grant that we may share his burning zeal for the truth. Lord, guide us in the way of peace. Remember the dead who have walked in the paths of life. Bring them to new life, cleansed from all stain of sin. Lord, guide us in the way of peace. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. Almighty God, give your people grace to enter on the way of salvation, as they hearken to the voice of John, the Lord's herald, bring them safely to Jesus, whom John foretold. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.